Today we're going to count to 11. Ready? Okay, here we go.
1, 6, 2, 8, 4, 3, 5, 7, 9, 10.
Uh-oh. Okay. Maybe we need some help. Let's try to count to 11 again.
1, 2, 7, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. It's just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number, much, much worse than two. Number divided by two.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other. One. Have you come here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Have you come here to play Jesus to the lepers in your head? Did I ask too much, more than a lot? You gave me nothing now, it's all I got. We're one, but we're not the same. Well, we hurt each other, and we're doing it again. You say love is a temple, love a higher law. Love is a temple, love the higher law. You ask me to enter, but then you make me crawl. And I can't be holding on to what you've got, when all you've got is hurt. One love, one blood, one life. You've got to do what you should. One life with each other, sister, brothers. One life, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other. One. One.
Thank you. same, and I feel it again. I'm a loser, no chance to win. Leaves start falling, come down is calling, loneliness starts sinking in. But I'm one, I'm one, and I can see that this is me, and I will be. You'll all see I'm the one.
Get those blue jeans, faded, patched secret so tight. Where do you get that walk oh so lean? Your shoes and your shirts all just right. I'm one, I am one, and I can see that this is me, and I will be. You'll all see I'm the one. I got a Gibson without a case, but I can't get that even tanned look on my face. Ill-fitting clothes, and I blend in the crowd. Fingers so clumsy, voice too loud. But I'm one, I am one, and I can see that this is me, and I will be. You'll all see I'm the one.
Did I ever take you in my arms, look you in the eye, tell you that I do? Did I ever open up my heart, let you look inside? If I never did it, I was only waiting for a better moment that didn't come. There never could be a better moment than this one. This one, this one is gliding above the ocean. A god is riding upon his back. I'll calm the water and bright the rainbow. Fade this one to black. Did I ever touch you on the cheek? Say that you were mine. Thank you for the smile. Did I ever knock upon your door? Try to get inside. If I never did it, I was only waiting for a better moment that didn't come. There never could be a better moment than this one. This one, this one is gliding above the ocean. A god is riding upon his back. I'll calm the water and bright the rainbow. Fade this one to black. What opportunities did we allow to flow by? Feeling like the timing wasn't quite right. What kind of magic might have worked if we'd stayed calm? Couldn't I have given you a better life? There never could be a better moment than this one. This one, this one is gliding above the ocean. But God is riding upon his back. I'll calm the water and bright the rainbow. Fade this one to black.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you all, and welcome to a very special edition of the Bit Slap. This is an extra edition, a bonus, as it were, if you're a subscriber. If you're not, you can subscribe. I'm not sure how, but I'm sure somebody somewhere can tell you. And today we celebrate the fact that it's a one-in-a-century thing happening today. Today is 11-11-11. Now, numerologically speaking, if you add 11, 11, and 11, you get 33. All right? Add 3 and 3, you get 6. All right? Now, you add 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, and you get 6. And if you add 111 and 111, you get 222. Add 2 plus 2 plus 2, you get 6. You get 6, 6, 6 for 11, 11, 11. Coincidence? I think not. So I'm here to warn you, and I'm here to purge the demons by playing as many songs about 1 and 11 as I can, okay? So we started out by, of course, the gods of 11, Sesame Street. We counted to 11. We tried, anyway. Following that, 1 from Harry Nilsson. Harry wrote it. He did, and he did a good job. Another song, 1, by Johnny Cash, written by U2. And a song called One after that from the Foo Fighters. I think they probably wrote that. Pete Townsend, The Who, I'm One. 11 plus 11 from 9 Below Zero. You get 9, you subtract 0, you get 9. Coincidence? I don't think so. Paul McCartney after that, This One. And then a salute to the number 1 from our friends at Sesame Street. And G.J. Frankie Pigeon, The One Cut. Okay? So stick with me. If you got, I don't know if crosses are going to do you any good, but wear them if you got them, what the hell. And sit back and see if we can count to 1. Or we'll count to 11. It's up to you. You can stop at 1, though. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Don't you be so sad. Being odd's not bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11, don't you be so blue. Here's my O to you. He looks so even, but he's odd. Skinny like a fishing rod. 1 less than 12 or more than 7. He's my new best friend, 11. He is straight just like an arrow. Has 3 syllables that flow. You can't count him on 10 fingers. You'll just have to add 1 toe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11, don't you be so sad. Being odd's not bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11, don't you be so blue. Here's my ode to you.
There's lots of people who walk like me, and who talk like me, and who sneeze like me, and have knees like me, but there's no one else who's precisely the somebody I was born to be. So step right up, come on and meet the one and only me. There's lots of people who eat like me, and have feet like me, and 10 toes like me, and a nose like me, but there's no one else who's exactly the somebody I was born to be. So step right up, come on and meet the one and only me. Of all the people and all the world, it's true, nobody else is me, and nobody else is you. There may be someone who speaks like you, and has cheeks like you, and reads books like you, and even looks like you. If you meet him, tell him precisely what everybody knows is true. Step right up, come on and meet the one and only you. Someone who speaks like you, and has cheeks like you, and reads books like you, and even looks like you. If you meet him, tell him precisely what everybody knows is true. Step right up, come on and meet the one and only you. There's only one and only you. There's only one and only you. There's only
someday I'll have me a chauffeur and a block-long limousine, EO11, EO11. Someday I'll have me a penthouse, stacks and stacks of Bowling Green, EO11, EO11. It's all a state of mind, whether or not you find that place down there or heaven. In the meantime, EO, EO, EO 11, EO 11, EO 11. Show me a man without a dream, and I'll show you. man that's dead, real dead. Once I had me a dream, but that dream got kicked in the head. Dream dead. I nearly had me that chauffeur and that black long limousine, EO11. EO11. I nearly had me that penthouse, all them stacks of folding green, EO11. 11. Some judge is gonna say, I'm putting you away for 4 score years and 7. In the meantime, EO11, 11. Ooh, do 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 ski do 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 do.
He looked the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do. One meatball, one meatball he could afford, but one meatball. He told the waiter near at hand the simple dinner he had planned. The guests were startled, one and all, to hear the waiter loudly call,
"One meatball! One meatball, Jojo! This here, Jet, was one meatball!"
The little man felt ill at ease. He said, "Some bread, too, if you please." The waiter roared it down the hall,
"You'll get no bread with one meatball!"
One meatball
on me, boy. You get no bread with one meat ball. The little man was very sad, but one meatball was all he had. And now, in his dreams, he hears that call.
You'll get no bread with one meatball.
One meatball. One meatball. You'll get no bread with one meatball.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
I was sitting on the beach just picking up some sun when my buddy ran up to me.
What's the buttons?
Oh no, they installed voice recognition technology in this lift. I heard about this.
Voice recognition technology? In a lift? In Scotland? You ever tried voice recognition technology?
No.
They don't do Scottish accents.
11!
Could you please repeat that?
11!
11! 11!
11!
Could you please repeat that?
11!
Whose idea was this? You need to try an American accent.
11! 11!
That sounds Irish, not American.
Not, doesn't it?
11!
Where in America is that? Dublin?
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat that?
Try an English accent, right?
11! 11!
You for the same part of England as Dick Van Dyke?
Listen, yours then, smartass.
Please speak slowly and clearly.
Smartass!
11!
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat that?
11! If you don't understand the lingo, a way back came to your own country.
Ooh, is that talk now, is it? A way back to your own country?
Oh, don't start, Mr. Bleeding Heart. How can you be racist to a lift?
Please speak slowly and clearly.
11! 11! 11! 11!
You're just saying it the same way.
I'm going to keep saying it until I understand Scottish, all right? 11! 11! 11! 11!
I'll just take this anywhere, you cow! Just open the doors!
This is a voice-activated elevator. Please state which floor you would like to go to in a clear and calm manner.
Calm. Calm. Where's that coming from? Why is it telling people to be calm?
Because they knew they'd be selling us to Scottish people who'd be going off for nuts at it!
You have not selected a floor.
Aye, we have! 11!
If you would like to get out of the elevator without selecting a floor, simply say, open the doors, please.
Please? Please? Suck my wallet.
Maybe we should just say please.
I'm no begging that for nothing.
Open the doors, please.
Please. Pathetic.
Please remain calm.
Oh, fuck! Oh, you went up tonight. Get up now. Hey, just wait for it to speak.
You have not selected a floor.
Ah, Bules, you cow! You don't let us out these doors. I'm going to come to America. I'm going to find whatever desperate actress gave you a voice. And I'm going to go in an electric chair for you.
Scotland, you bastard.
Scotland!
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 Okay. Well, I'm glad you could join me on this historic occasion as we celebrate 11-11-11, or 666 if you prefer. Yeah, don't believe me, I don't care. It's not my soul. We started that set with Sesame Street again. We have a lot from Sesame Street today because for some reason they like the number 11. And we heard the 11 cheer, followed by Mary J., from Sesame Street, Lonely 11, paying tribute to Little Lonely 11. From Play Hour Records, the one and only me. Yeah, that sounded a lot to me like the MSR folks, but I couldn't be sure. I couldn't tell. Sammy Davis Jr., EO 11. I think that came from a movie somewhere. We heard a Cat Rescue PSA, Single Kitties. If you liked it, you'd have put a collar on it. Jimmy Savo, One Meatball. Jan and Dean, the one-piece topless bathing suit. Their follow-up to Little Old Lady from Pasadena. One Piece at a Chime from Johnny Cash. and a comedy routine from England, the voice recognition elevator from Burnestown. I guess that's who they are. There's a video that goes with that. And by the way, I've started putting videos into my playlists. If you go to the podcast and you go to the podcast page, you'll see a link for the playlist page. You can go down there. And the more recent ones are I'm putting videos in. I'm putting YouTube links. And you can see what's going on easier than just copying and pasting the URLs. Okay, so check it out. Started a couple of weeks ago. And I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to get other things in there, too. So my thanks to Liz Burke for helping me with that. So let us continue now. Only one set to go. What's it going to be about? I don't know. Let's find out.
Guess you noticed there is only 11 roses. I chose them from our garden where they grew. Take the roses and look into the mirror. And the 12th rose will be looking back at you. There's just something about a spray of roses. To a woman, they say more than man can say. Just thought I would send them anyway. There's just something about a spray of roses. To a woman, they say more than man can say. After what I've done, you may not keep the roses. But I just thought I would send them anyway. Just thought I should send them anyway.
One foolish mistake in breaking my heart.
Where you belong.
One foolish mistake I made. I know that foolish mistake was when I
where you belong.
One bullet with a I read it.
Quiet evening is all the mind needs for thinking and dreaming. Yes, a quiet evening brings on romance, and romance brings all the wonderful things of life. So with the help of a bright round moon, how could I keep from falling for a gal like you? Yes, my darling, you are my one and only, for only my life worthwhile, my one and only.
I'm the only hippie in Muskogee. I keep turning on to do my thing. I'll smoke a lot of corn silks back of the courthouse, and I use a joint of grapevine to blow my brains. I'm the only cat that shows up at our love ends. Oh, but holding hands with myself ain't my bag, and the local yokels keep giving me a crew cut, and you can't get acid rock from country bands. They don't dig my clothes, my beads or sandals. They don't dig the flowers in my hair, and their idea of a full-fledged riot is the greased pig contest at the county fair. Oh, but I'm the only hippie in Muskogee. Tell you cats I'm all alone. With all these wells heroin on my lightning, it ain't no fun against the storm. I'm tired of being the only hippie in Muskogee. I'm gonna get out there with them cats and swing.
It shall be known that in 2008 the world will be blessed. They will call him the one.
A nation healed, a world repaired. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
And he has anointed himself, ready to carry the burden of the one. To quote Barack, "I have become a symbol of America, returning to our best traditions." He can do no wrong.
Do you have any doubts?
Never.
Can you see the light?
A light will shine down from somewhere. It will light upon you. You will experience an epiphany. And you will say to yourself, "I have to vote for Barack."
And the world shall receive his blessings.
This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal.
Behold his mighty hand.
Barack Obama may be the one, but is he ready to lead?
In recent years, a whole new pickup scene has evolved in metropolitan areas. I'm talking about the singles bar, the modern phenomenon that started in New York and L.A. and has spread to virtually every city and town in the country. Singles bars are not like other bars or restaurants. Don't kid yourself. Singles bars are for pickups. That's their sole function. Therefore, the ground rules for behavior are different in a singles bar, and you shouldn't try to pretend that they're not. Nobody, male or female, goes to a singles bar just for a drink. They go to meet someone of the opposite sex and, if they like them, to score, right? Because a singles bar is a unique place, it requires a unique technique. The core of this technique is straightforward, assertive honesty. In a singles bar, the last thing you want to do is pussyfoot around. Pardon the expression. Paul is a guy who hits a singles bar every so often when he's looking to meet a new chick. Let's hear how he handles it.
Bartender, will you give me a ginger ale on the rocks, please?
You're laughing, right? Sounds like Paul's some kind of tenderfoot. If you think so, you've already forgotten the most important thing about singles bars. You're not in there to drink. Keeping in mind the importance of being direct, Paul moves straight to the girl he'd like to meet.
Oh, excuse me. I couldn't help noticing you, because you're the best-looking woman I've seen in here. I wonder if you might join me at a table where we could talk?
Now you think Paul's coming on too strong, right? Well, if he were working a beach or a regular bar, he would be. But here, He's refreshingly direct and to the point. The chick he's picked out has been chatting it up with a guy at the bar who hasn't made a single concrete proposal in 30 minutes. So listen to how she reacts to Paul.
Say, that's the best suggestion I've heard all night.
Good.
In fact, why don't we take that table over there in the corner where it'll be more private?
Now, how about that? This girl's making it easy, but why not? She's hanging out in this bar for one reason, and Paul's the first guy she's met who isn't pretending he just stopped in for a drink. To score, you have to play your hand straight, and that's what Paul continues to do. Listen.
I work in a management training program at the First Chartered Bank, and I live in this neighborhood. I'm into water sports and beautiful girls, which is why I wanted to talk to you.
But I can't swim.
No, but you are beautiful. And I bet you work in an office, too.
Paul's giving her both information about himself and compliments about herself. And remember, even the most acclaimed beauty wants to be told that you think she's pretty. Paul's also right to guess that the chick is a professional or an office worker of some sort, because those are generally the type of chicks who hang out in singles bars.
You're right. I'm an assistant account exec at the agency right across the street from the First Chartered Bank. But I don't like water sports.
Now she's testing Paul. He's come on nothing but strong, and she wants to be sure that he's not exclusively bullheaded. So she's challenging him to see how he handles it, whether he's a nice guy or a thug.
Well, there's nothing sacred about water sports, is there?
I don't know. Is there?
She's really pressing him for some kind of reaction. She's not going to let him off the hook. In her own way, she's being straight and direct. She wants some indication of how Paul feels about things. Paul senses this is important, that the success or failure of his pickup depends on how he handles this, so he proceeds carefully.
Hey, I was just trying to give you some idea of my interests. I don't want to force anything on you.
This is exactly what the chick wants to hear. Paul goes on.
Sailing, water skiing, those are my things. You don't have to dig them. You do your thing, I'll do mine. I just wanted you to know what my thing is.
That's cool, but now I'm embarrassed. I mean, I thought you might be this heavy macho guy, and I don't go for guys like that. So I made that up about not liking water sports. I was only testing you. I love water sports, particularly if you can play them in a bubble bath.
Can you believe that? Come on! Paul's pretty turned on now because he thinks he's got a live one, but he's still wary. He knows the experienced chicks in a singles bar really check a guy out before they'll trust him, and he suspects his come-on may be another test, so he pretends he missed her innuendo.
What else do you like to do when you're not working? Go to the opera? Read?
You're serious?
Yes, I'm curious about what really interests you.
That's far out. I haven't met a guy who's cared about that in a long time.
So tell me.
Well, you guessed it. I like to read Russian novels. Let me tell you about the Tolstoy novel I just finished.
Paul did it. He managed to separate the girl he wanted to pick up from the bevy of chicks at the bar, impress her with his own style, and then convince her that he was interested in her as a person in addition to just as a beautiful girl. Let's hear how their conversation winds down.
I sure have enjoyed talking to you.
Well, I've been pleasantly surprised myself.
But I really mean it. I've never met a guy in here before who cares about what I think.
I've never met anybody before who could tell me so much about Russian novels. I'm practically ready to go to Moscow.
Well, that's too far. Why don't we just go back to my place? I've got a few more things I want to tell you.
Bingo! A perfect score. Paul started out tough, played his cards out in the open, and then pulled back to give this girl time to get comfortable with him. He never forgot the reason she was in the singles bar, so he knew, no matter how much she talked about Russian novels, that in the back of her mind she was trying to decide if he was the guy for her. And by then, he was so genuinely interested in her as a person that her invitation to go home with him, when it came, was inevitable. Try it for yourself.
Hey, man, can you dig my guitar? My guitar is candy apple red. Hey, I took my downtown guitar downtown last night. Me and my candy apple guitar, we knocked all the other guitars dead. Oh, wow, I dig it, yeah. Hitchhike down the highway, guitar in my hand. Came in a teenage queen, digging one main band. Ah, yeah. I'm a lonesome guitar strangler. Got me a good jam for where guitar here. Get it! Back down the highway, guitar in my hand, cane in a teenage twin, deep one-man band. Oh man, can you dig my guitar now? My guitar came here for it. I took her downtown last night and I knocked all the other guitar dead. Yeah, I'm a real guitar star, yeah, no doubt about it, yeah. Wow, man, yeah.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11.
And then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you're going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
All right, kids, put your toys away and get over here and listen. Come on now. Put that down. Who's that playing with the guitar? Yeah, okay. All right. We're just about done. So let me read this to you, and then we'll get out of here. We have a beginning of the set with Hank Williams Jr., 11 Roses. I'm not sure if that's an old song or not. That was the only one of it I found, so could be a Hank original. The Kingsmen, as opposed to the Kingsmen from Minneapolis and Louie Louie. These are the Kingsmen. One Foolish Mistake. One and Only One from Gene Marshall. He is an MSR guy. C. Dean Draper, I'm the Only Hippie in Muskogee. Kind of a one isolated singularity, you know. A McCain commercial after that, Obama the One. Not sure if it had the same effect that I think he wanted it to. The Redcoats, Home by 11. Eric Weber and his Picking Up Girls travesties. That was the singles bar action for all you singles. Kim Fowley, one man band. And of course, you were waiting for it all day. You got it finally. Spinal Tap. This goes to 11. So I wasn't kidding before when I was talking about numerology. I did find a lot of references to numerological doomsayers saying that 11-11-11 is going to be the end. We'll find out if we don't wake up on the 12th. And if that's the case, I'd advise you to listen to this now. All right? So I will see you again at the usual time next week. We're going to be getting ready for our Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to have cocktail hour. We're going to be doing a show about beer. All right? So drink them if you got them. Don't forget your church key. And you can bring a mug or two. That'd be a nice thing, too. Meantime, I'll see you at the regular time. Have a good week. Bye. We'll be right back.
I'm in Spain.
What?
I'm in Barcelona.
You're serious?
I go to bed every night praying I won't wake up in the morning. Pray to a god I know doesn't exist to run me down by car, and the day it finally happens, I walk away without a scratch.
It wasn't your time.
No, it is my time. I should have been sent to the morgue, not home. I want to ask you a question. You ever see a number reappearing in your life over and over again?
1110?
It's 1111. I was wearing that when I was in my car accident. It's the time of death on David's death certificate. Your attack happened at 1111.
You think because you're seeing some number over and over again that someone or something is trying to contact you?
It's a sign, right? It's an activation. But from whom?
The Bible warns about divination. If something is trying to get your attention, it's not holy.
So you do believe in demons?
I believe in God. And with that comes belief in the devil.
What was that?
They're here.
This is a peanut butter barcode. You have 2 10 bars at the start. You see in the middle. Here, you have 2 long 10 bars, and you have 2 other ones that are longer at the end of the product code, barcode. Okay, now, on a pack of cigarette, same thing, 2 10 bars, start, middle, and end. On a Shreddies cereal box, same thing. They're longer normally, like in the middle. Okay, so those 10 bars represent white, black, black, white, okay? So let's have a look. This is how you count in binary. Decimal is on the left column. So you have only 2 symbols. So you count 1, then you need to add another symbol, 10, 11, 100, 101, 110. 110 is 6. Okay? So the code is built like this. You have 011, a product code, 0110, inverted code, 0110. Okay? So you have 666 written on every product which is sold. And what they say about 11 is not some alien symbol, it's the symbol of the beast. And Obama, when he says we can change if you invert it, what you hear is thank you Satan. It's clear. So there's no weird explanation. This is true. It's simple. It's that simple. Nobody sees what's going on, but this is exactly what was predicted in the Bible. I don't know how I can convince you that, yes, God exists. And those who speak about 2012, I think they're wrong. If that was the true date, we would hear about another date. I'm much more afraid about the 11th of the 11th of 2011. Why? Because it's written the same code as the barcode. Why not? So, if you don't have faith, you can ask for it. It's free, but it's for a limited time only. Good luck. May God be with you, and I really hope you get faith.